And welcome. Larkin, Texas here on this 10th day of March 2012 for the next hour. Republic Broadcasting brings you real news and information you'd be hard-pressed to find anywhere else. As are you, I'm just an American, concerned about the same things you're concerned about, the separating of facts from fiction, and the best investment value for our time spent together. This is why you two are as reliable a news medium in what's still left of America, without a doubt. Besides all else, you're tuned to RBN, and I know it's because you still get it. We are the preferred media of a free people, and it's still Mighty Voice. Our call-in number today is 800-313-9443. And it is your calls that make this network unique. RBN is real talk radio that's supported by real producers of first quality products, and you are a one-of-a-kind listener. And so check out our website, republicbroadcasting.org, is well worth a visit. If you're from my neck of the woods, and you're tuned to KHFX 1140 on the AM dial, that's in North Central Texas, the USA, and points beyond, we'd especially like to hear from you. And folks, we are on Facebook as Republic Broadcasting, also on Twitter, RBN Live. Please consider our pledge drive. And then consider this. What will you do to keep this kind of news and information coming? As a listener, you are every bit a part of this network, as are the voices you hear. Do you think for 1 minute you will ever get what you expect on RBN? From what's excreted by those jackasses and whores at those other media channels? RBN snaps you back to the reality of real people, ferreting out real news you can use. So you can quit relying on those brain plasticizers and big fakers of big media to spoon feed you.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Live in a time when just gaining attention seems requisite to our survival. But your attention is earned by sheer force of habit or by way of reputation. Therefore, why, how, and what you choose, with which and for whom to engage your senses, becomes a part of who you are. And it all comes down to trust, ladies and gentlemen, because it is trust that is the real currency of any economy, including yours. ART thus forms an acronym that serves as a gentle reminder that it is these words, attention, reputation, trust, that are the foundation for all creative thought informing human action. Real currency, currency spelled, in this instance, C-U-R-R-E-N-T, hyphen C, S-E-A, currency, is our trust that this flow of time in an ocean or a sea of energy will enrich and empower us in these moments of our lifetimes. It unites you and me in both mind and spirit to the present. So conscious of this free exchange of ideas and energy, we produce new wealth, just as sure as we're secure in our awareness of the here and now. You can become a subscriber to our audio archives for just $1.33 per month. And I would encourage you to support our advertisers. Become one yourself. Or pick you up some RBN bumper stickers. About 100 heavy stock, high gloss RBN business cards. Pass out to those naysayers and skeptics in your orbit. And you can donate to our pledge drive electronically at republicbroadcasting.org. For detailed program notes of this broadcast, already posted 24 hours in advance of every program every Saturday, or any of those previous, refer to the web address, larkintexas.blogspot.com, and you will find this week's program notes, which are titled Le Bon Marché, The Good Deal, or the good market, and just an American. Now, if you recall, in last week's episode, I've reminded you of the world's first future day, which was on March the 1st. And this week, I want to remind you that on March the 8th, also 2 days previous to this broadcast, was International Women's Day. And so for whatever it's worth to you, I would encourage you to check out the column over at henrymako.com, M-A-K-O-W, and read about this International Women's Day holiday and its place in Soviet propaganda and world history. Also, a heads up that on April 16th is Education and Sharing Day. Just go to any encyclopedia. Education Day or Education and Sharing Day. And perhaps you will see the society, the culture, the world which is emerging before our very eyes. Which is why this broadcast today is dedicated to sharing with you the vision that others in history have had for the time we see emerging in our own lifetimes. Here's a quote from John D. Rockefeller, Jr. Would that I had the power to bring to your minds the vision as it unfolds before me. I see all denominational emphasis set aside. I see the church molding the thought of the world as it has never done before, leading in all great movements as it should. I see it literally establishing Kingdom of God on earth. So you must ask yourself, whose kingdom? Which God? This quote from A Nation of Salesmen by Earl Shores. It was indeed the age of information. But information was not the precursor to knowledge. It was the tool of the salesman. And this from the book written by Charles Ryde Mills, which was first published in 1951. The book entitled White Collar, The American Middle Classes. Keeping in mind that it is the American middle class which is under attack, intended to be severely shrunk in our own lifetimes. Mr. Mills, in a society of employees dominated by the marketing mentality, it is inevitable that a personality market should arise. For in the great shift from manual skills to the art of handling, selling, and servicing people, personal or even intimate traits of employees are drawn into the sphere of exchange and become commodities in the labor market. Kindness and friendliness become aspects of personalized service or of public relations of big firms, rationalized to further the sale of something. With anonymous sincerity, the successful person thus makes an instrument of his own appearance and personality. In the formulas of personnel experts, men and women are to be shaped into the well-rounded, accepted, effective personality to close the deal or to make the sale. The personality market, the most decisive effect and symptom of the great sales room, underlies the all-pervasive distrust and self-alienation so characteristic of a metropolitan people. Without common values and mutual trust, the cash nexus that links one man to another in transient contact has been made subtle in a dozen ways and made to bite deeper into all areas of life and relations. People are required by the salesman ethic and convention to pretend interest in others in order to manipulate them. Men are estranged from one another as each secretly tries to make an instrument of the other. And in time, a full circle is made. One makes an instrument of himself and is estranged from it also. It now being the instrument or machine which he has voluntarily accepted as his new role, that of an instrument or a machine. Now this book, White Collar, The American Middle Classes, is a study of the American middle class by sociologist C. Wright Mills. It describes the forming of a new class, the white collar workers. It is also a major study of social alienation in the modern industrialized world and cities dominated by the aforementioned salesmanship mentality. The issues in his book were close to Mills' own background. His father was an insurance agent, and he himself at that time worked as a white-collar research worker in a bureaucratic organization at Paul Lazarsfeld's Bureau for Social Research at Columbia University. From his point of view, it is probable that this was Mills' most private book. The familiarity with the studied object as a lived matter refers with no doubt to Mills himself and his own experience. We will continue with this new world emerging before our very eyes in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Yes. Signal to noise ratio. Noise being harmonics, vibration. Marketers today are quite tuned into these issues and a subject of particular focus. A few words about socialism. It is a sadomasochistic school of thought whose devotees are bewitched by their vainglory as much as they are cowed by their own cowardice. It is characterized by intense centralized planning and top-down hierarchical control of their lessers, who themselves are compartmentalized by their access to information, military style on a need-to-know basis, and by their particular level of conditioning to the fashionable dictums of the day. Remember that language itself is a technology, and we all know the centrality of technology, the rapid pace of innovation, and how it contributes to the times in which we live. Now, the model for socialist organization is the corporation. And a kissing cousin of socialism is syndicalism, a school of thought which asserts that every formerly free-thinking man or woman must assign him or herself to a collectivist group and affix to oneself a label much like the cattleman brands his beeves with a hot iron, or a pet owner collars a pet dog or a cat and then tags it with a stamp of obedience. A syndicalist is a trade unionist or a member of a trade association. Syndicalists include public school teachers, college and university professors, government bureaucrats, United States military personnel, law enforcement personnel, doctors, nurses, hospital administrators and their staffs, lawyers, attorneys, counselors at law, judges, politicians, legislators and their staffs, also bankers, insurance agents, all good corporate citizens, lemming-like, who are today on the march and marching in lockstep, as they are the good and decent pillars of our communities, proudly ready to wearing their liberal, libertarian, civic Republican, conservative, democratic, communistic, capitalist, communitarian labels. So what do we have as our rallying cry today as a people? Is it liberté, égalité, fraternité, liberty, equality, brotherhood? Those were the words that formed the rallying cry during the French Revolution, the precursor to our American Civil War, that uncivil war. Remember, you are not what you think. You are not what you say, but you are what you do. Something interesting here regarding that word transliteration. It is a subset of the science of hermeneutics. We'll pick up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
A nod to bowling. I want to draw your attention to the Just an American program notes page, larkintexas.blogspot.com, and scroll down until you see the image of a pair of schmooze. The word spelled S-H-M, as in Mary. Double O as an Oscar, schmoo. And I invite you to do a word search sometime. Look it up in the encyclopedia. The schmoo characters were cartoon figures, patterned after bowling pins. So I'll leave you with that teaser. And also remind you that bowling is integral to what we discuss on this program, because if you recall from last week and a previous episode or two, I made mention of the article, which you can read online, entitled The ABCs of Communitarianism by Fareed Zakaria. And I believe for Salon Magazine. A stands for Aristotle. B stands for bowling, a reference to Robert Putnam's book entitled Bowling Alone. And C stands for civic society. Every Sunday on CNN, you can hear in a one-hour discussion of communitarians discussing public policy, both domestic and foreign. If you have the stomach to actually sit through one of these broadcasts on CNN, it is entitled Fareed Zakaria, GPS, GPS Global Public Square. You will understand how this agenda is being advanced. It is so dull and so boring to the average viewer that it goes completely unnoticed what these communists and fascists and socialists are discussing, how they're frankly planning your future. Now, back to the word transliteration, which is a subset of the science of hermeneutics. It is a form of translation and is the practice of converting a text from one script into another. For instance, the Greek expression meaning Hellenic Republic, that's spelled H-E-L-L-E-N-I-C, common adjective to describe Greece or the Greek people. The Hellenic Republic can be transliterated as Helleniki Demokratia by substituting Latin letters for Greek letters, which means we now understand one of the central reasons for the confusion between what is a republic as opposed to what is a democracy. Merely transliterating or changing the letters from Latin to Greek and from Greek to Latin changes the entire definitions for these words, republic and democracy. Remember, of course, that transliteration can form an essential part of transcription, which converts text from one writing system into another. It is not concerned with representing the phonemics or the sounds of the original. It only strives to represent the actual characters or the letters accurately. Now back to syndicalist into socialist, libertarians, communitarians, communists, fascists. Ask yourself, are these folks independent? Are you or I independent? Are they not slavishly trading away their labors in the days of their lives? And are they any longer possessive of free will or freedom of choice? Do they have their liberty? Liberty meaning locomotion, the capability of movement from one point to another on their own power, which is self-propelled and of their own volition. What does it mean to be independent? What does it mean to be free, to possess liberty? Language is a technology, and words are technological instruments. And so for this week's broadcast, entitled Le Bon Marché, French for the good deal or the good market, I found myself in compiling my program notes, looking into the etymological roots for that word Mars. Mars, the god of war, the red planet. Also March, Mark. Mark, as in letters of mark. Market. Marketeer. Like a privateer or a pirate. Also that word merchant in merchandising. And I'm reminded that Le Bon Marché was the world's first department store, located in Paris. Its forerunner was La Halle, spelled in French L-E-S-H-A-L-L-E-S, which is a famous central market dating from 1183. I was reminded of the original stock market from the mid-14th century that was originally a fish and meat market in the city of London, the site of which today sits the Royal Exchange Building. And images for these sites appear on today's program notes page. In 1853, there's an image of the famous La Halle interior, which was a massive structure built with iron and glass, and which has the stalls, the market stalls, for the various vendors. Le Bon Marché, the good market, or the good deal, has a fabled past and an interesting history as it relates to our thrust of our discussion today. It was the subject of a famous French novel by Émile Zola entitled Au Bonheur des Dames, or The Lady's Delight, The Lady's Paradise. This is also a French film. And you'll note that I've provided the encyclopedia entry link as well as the link to the French film. Also, there was a rival to Le Bon Marché called La Samaritaine, or the Samaritan. And it comes from a hydraulic pump which was installed near the Pont Neuf, which operated from 1609 to 1813. The front of the pump featured a gilded bas-relief of the Samaritan woman drawing water for Jesus at the well, as described in the fourth chapter of John. The founder of the Samaritaine had his original stand at the site of this very structure. Le Bon Marché was the inspiration for folks like Pierre de Coubertin, who was the founder of the International Olympic Committee, because it was a vendor at Le Bon Marché who created the first Olympic flag. And an entire story was constructed around the rings, the interlocking, interconnected colored rings, which brings us today to a link to the London 2012 Olympics, which seems to spell the word Zion. Do a search, London, Zion, 2012. And then what I'd really like to share with y'all today is discussion of a couple of books. One is entitled We, double E, by Yevgeny Zamyatin, which was completed in 1921. Remember that word, we. Remember the quote by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. The simple step of the courageous individual is not to take part in the we, capital W, we. One word of truth outweighs the world. Let's bring up Ronnie in Oregon. How are you, Ronnie?
Much. Really appreciate your content today, and I'm just entranced with it.
Well, thank
Interesting word, because what I wanted to contribute to the general knowledge of those interested is some incredible, important finds that we should all know about, having to do, of course, with the mind, which, you know, I love to investigate and use to the best of my ability. Thanks to one of the other RBN shows yesterday afternoon, I've forgotten which one, there was a comedian hypnosis expert on, a hypnotist.
Tom Taylor.
Exactly.
On USA Prepares. It was a wonderful show. I caught it.
That's great. And I hope everyone can go look in the archives for it as soon as that's out there. It caused me, it inspired me to go look into more hypnosis techniques, and I only grabbed one, but it opened up a whole door to plenty of wonderful things out there, one of which is politically very relevant, and it's a 64-some page examination of Obama's use of hidden hypnosis techniques in his speeches. And, of course, Tom Taylor talked about Pelosi's and played her little phrases, and all of this goes to understanding our own mind, as well as how easily we are led, particularly once we're labeled into groups, as you were referring to earlier. And I just wanted to include a couple of other ones. There's a neat thing, another one, get your paper and pencil ready, Covert Hypnotic Persuasion in 1 Hour or Less. And these are PDF documents you can find online. They're actually the little helpful videos of how to defend against these kinds of things, just by using your cognitive mind, by, you know, understanding what you do and following the suggestions that Tom made yesterday about just simply not believing anything and learning to make these finer distinctions, as I call them, and, of course, just being aware of these techniques. And there's a huge list on the first page of the examination of Obama's use of hidden hypnosis techniques in his speeches. Well, we apparently use some things just to persuade people, but we don't want to be, you know, come on, let's be honest people and love one another and use our minds for the good and be virtuous people. These things can
only... Well, let's take a quick break. Hold the phone. Greg, you too, stay on the line. And we'll return following these messages, ladies and gentlemen.
If you have time, someone will touch you softly.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Novels that I wanted to bring to your attention today. The first, entitled We, W-E. The second, Player Piano, which is the very first novel written by Kurt Vonnegut. Also, Bertrand Russell, 1921. Practiced in Theory of Bolshevism. My goodness, Mr. Russell loved Bolshevism. Also, The Problem of China, written in 1922. These four books had a tremendous influence on better-known dystopian future novels like 1984, Brave New World, Animal Farm, and the like. Would you like to say something more, Ronnie, before I bring up Greg from California?
Just briefly, that these are some of the most historically foundational books in influencing the thinking of today, absolutely. And behind it was this very, dysfunctional sort of, it was Nietzscheism a lot, and the whole school of thought around those times. And that I just really hope that listeners begin to recognize, become aware of their own minds once again and how easily we're manipulated, and study some of these things about the techniques of hypnotism and build a
few. I want to point out, Ronnie,
firewalls.
Given the time, I want to point out that the link that you referenced earlier, if one was to send an email to info@417fundraiser.com, you'll get an instant automated reply for that download link.
Oh, okay.
For
yeah.
The power of suggestion, the techniques employed by NLP practitioners and people like not only Obama, but Presidents Bush.
Thank you.
Before I bring up Greg here, I'd like to point out, too, that there is another trans word, and that word is transposition. Look up cybernetic transposition on my program notes page today. Greg, do you have a...
The next